extraordinary success for over 20 years. I wrote this book over a four-year period in Italy, South Africa, Canada, Switzerland, Russia, Brazil, and Mauritius. Sometimes the words flowed effortlessly, as if a gentle summer breeze was at my back, and at other times, I struggled to move ahead. Sometimes I felt like waving the white flag of creative depletion, and during other periods of this intensely spiritual process, a responsibility higher than my own needs encouraged me to continue. I've given all I have to give in the writing of this book for you, and I greatly thank all the very good people from around the planet who have stood with me to the completion of the 5 a.m. Club. And so, with a full heart, I humbly dedicate this work to you, the reader. The world needs more heroes, and why wait for them when you have it in you to become one, starting today? With love and respect, I truly hope you love this book.
We will have eternity to celebrate the victories, but only a few hours before sunset to win them. Amy Carmichael. For what it's worth, it's never too late, or, in my case, too early to be whoever you want to be. I hope you live a life you're proud of. If you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength to start all over again. F. Scott Fitzgerald. And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music. Friedrich Nietzsche. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains formulas, learning models, diagrams, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Chapter 1. The Dangerous Deed. A gun would be too violent. A noose would be too ancient. And a knife blade to the wrist would be too silent. So the question became, how could a once glorious life be ended swiftly and precisely, with minimum mess, yet maximum impact? Only a year ago, circumstances had been dramatically more hopeful. The entrepreneur had been widely celebrated as a titan of her industry, a leader of society and a philanthropist. She was in her late 30s, steering the technology company she founded in her dorm room in college to ever-increasing levels of marketplace dominance, while producing products that her customers revered. Yet now she was being blindsided, facing a mean-spirited and jealousy-fueled coup that would significantly dilute her ownership stake in the business she'd invested most of her life building, forcing her to find a new job. The cruelty of this remarkable turn of events was proving to be unbearable for the entrepreneur. Beneath her regularly icy exterior beat a caring, compassionate, and deeply loving heart. She felt life itself had betrayed her and that she deserved so much better. She considered swallowing a gigantic bottle of sleeping pills. The dangerous deed would be cleaner this way. Just take them all and get the job done fast, she thought. I need to escape this pain. Then she spotted something on the stylish oak dresser in her all-white bedroom, a ticket to a personal optimization conference that her mother had given her. The entrepreneur usually laughed at people who attended such events, calling them broken-winged and saying they were seeking the answers of a pseudo-guru, when everything they needed to live a prolific and successful life was already within them. Maybe it was time to rethink her opinion. She couldn't see many options. Either she'd go to the seminar and experience some breakthrough that would save her life, or she'd find her peace via a quick death. Chapter 2. A Daily Philosophy on Becoming Legendary. Do not allow your fire to go out, spark by irreplaceable spark in the hopeless swamps of the not quite, the not yet, and the not at all. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration for the life you deserved and have never.